www.harunyahya.com. Secrets intended for believers alone are hidden in the Quran. When we read the Quran, we see that the most fundamental matters that Muslims have to know and understand are set out quite explicitly. Allah describes His creation in the Quran. He describes Satan, reveals what is lawful and unlawful, and tells us of the lives of the prophets. It is revealed how the life of this world is a test and how our true homes are in the hereafter. Paradise and hell are described in the Quran, and people are warned against the torments in the latter. In addition to all these basic issues, the Quran also contains special signs that Allah has deliberately concealed in it for believers. Through these signs, our Lord tells believers how they should behave toward deniers, the best way of preaching the word, and what they must do if the moral values of the Quran are to rule the world. These signs are only, of course, comprehensible to those servants who can look at the Quran with the eyes of the heart and good conscience, who can grasp the radiance and message of the Quran, and with whom Allah is well pleased. This is just one of the hundreds of miracles of the Quran. Our Almighty Lord makes signs obligatory for believers in the Quran. The presence in the Quran of scientific and mathematical miracles is itself a miracle that confirms the sublime nature of the Quran, its miraculous aspect, and the fact that it is a divine scripture. But in addition to that specific miracle, when we look at the verses of the Quran, we see that Allah makes signs obligatory for believers. Allah advises believers to act on the extraordinary creation they witness, and to learn the knowledge of the creation of the earth and sky. In Surat Al-Imran, our Lord says, "Those who remember Allah standing, sitting, and lying on their sides, and reflect on the creation of the heavens and the earth, our Lord, you have not created this for nothing. Glory be to you. So safeguard us from the punishment of the fire." Surat Al-Imran 191. Scientific development and progress proves the sublime and extraordinary nature of Allah's creation in the most perfect way. The more that people of good conscience possessed of this knowledge deepen in science, the more amazed they are by Allah's sublime artistry. Just a single cell, the glorious DNA within a single cell or a single protein, is enough to see the power and might of Allah. Almighty Allah is powerful enough to create worlds within worlds, to create all things from nothing, and gloriously shows His sublime omniscience by creating atoms in tiny specks of space, and making atoms which themselves consist of 99% empty space, the natural causes of matter itself. Almighty Allah is powerful enough to bring the earth and sky into being through a single explosion, out of nothing, out of emptiness. Almighty Allah reveals this sublime creation, the Big Bang miracle, in other words, in this verse. "As for heaven, we built it with great power and gave it its vast expanse." Almighty Allah has made science essential for Muslims in order for them to comprehend and see His matchless artistry and the glories in the entities He creates. Those who deepen in science with the knowledge of the Quran will also grow in faith, since they will witness His omniscience. Allah tells us in another verse, "But those of them who are firmly rooted in knowledge, and the believers, believe in what has been sent down to you, and what was sent down before you, those who establish prayers and pay alms, and believe in Allah and the last day, we will pay such people an immense wage." Surat An-Nisa 162. For that reason, Allah advises true Muslims to learn and research the scientific facts and to become aware of what is all around them. Have they not looked at the sky above them, how we structured it and made it beautiful, and how there are no fissures in it, and the earth, how we stretched it out and cast firmly embedded mountains onto it, and caused luxuriant plants of every kind to grow in it, an instruction and a reminder for every penitent human being. Surah Qaf 6:8. Have they not looked at the camel, how it was created, and at the sky, how it was raised up, and at the mountains, how they were embedded, and at the earth, how it was smoothed out? So remind them, you are only a reminder. Surat Al-Ghashiyah 17-21. Do they not see the things Allah has created, casting their shadows to the right and to the left, prostrating themselves before Allah in complete humility? Surat An-Naam 48. In the creation of the heavens and earth, and the alternation of the night and day, and the ships which sail the seas to people's benefit, and the water which Allah sends down from the sky, by which He brings the earth to life when it was dead and scatters about in it creatures of every kind, and the varying direction of the winds, and the clouds subservient between heaven and earth, there are signs for people who use their intellect. Surat Al-Baqarah 164. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the alternation of the night and day, there are signs for people with intelligence. Surat Al-Imran 190. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the variety of your languages and colors. There are certainly signs in that for every being. Surat Ar-Rum 22. Among His signs is the creation of the heavens and earth, and all the creatures He has spread about in them, and He has the power to gather them together whenever He wills. Surat Ash-Shura 29. As believers grasp and see the scientific facts and grow in faith by studying Allah's stunning artistry, they will also come to possess the means of overcoming, using science and knowledge, the snares of those who slander Allah using supposed evidence. Those who adopt chance, nature, and matter as their gods by seeking to deny Allah's magnificent creation will be defeated in the face of the artistry displayed by our Lord, and their false claims thus demolished. All the superstitious evidence brought forward by these people is eliminated by science, and their empty struggles against Allah are all for nothing. Allah advises people to reflect on creation and the miraculous systems and each of the extraordinary 100 trillion cells that emerge, in so doing by themselves rebut all these superstitious claims. Allah advises us to consider the creation of the heavens and His creation through the Big Bang, and the extraordinary equilibrium in the universe again eliminate this superstitious way of thinking. Allah advises us to look at the evidence in the earth and those glorious marvels of creation. Fossils that emerge from it totally rebuts the claims of Darwinism and materialism. Many more such proofs totally eliminate all the plans and schemes that Darwinists and materialists come up with using so-called evidence to oppose Allah. One wise aspect behind the evidence for Allah's creation that believers produce with knowledge and science is that it enables some people who blindly and ignorantly believed other people with their Darwinist and materialist mindsets to conclude, through the scientific evidence, that Allah is the sole creator. The scientific evidence is instrumental in these people seeing the omnipotence of Allah in the things He creates, and thus in coming to have faith. A single tree, a single leaf, or even a single seed is certainly enough to see the glory and absolute existence of our Almighty Lord. But for the pure and faithful who truly believe, seeing the extraordinary artistry and Allah's detail by way of science is a great means whereby they can properly appreciate the might and greatness of Allah. It is for that reason that Almighty Allah has made science obligatory for all believers.